on this episode, how to free yourself from the five-letter word that's fucking up your life.
This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thank you for being here. Let's talk about something that affects every single one of us, and it affects us in very deep ways. And yes, it does truly fuck up our life. And I don't say that lightly. I say that for a very good reason. I use that word for a reason, because it affects us, and it affects us in deep ways that really cause so much pain and prevent us from becoming and experiencing who we're meant to be. Here's the five-letter word that I'm talking about. I'm talking about shame. Shame is the feeling that we've done something wrong. Either the feeling that we've done something wrong, or the feeling that a collection of things that we've done wrong means that part of who we are is wrong. And this thing, shame, oh man, it fucks us up big time. Here's the two ways it really fucks us up. One is it keeps us in a low vibration state. It keeps us in disempowered emotions. And we cannot change our life and expand and grow and experience the best of life from a state of disempowered emotions. So as long as we are feeling shame, and as long as that is really part of this undercurrent that is running in our inner world, we will be in a state to some degree of these disempowered emotions. We cannot be there. And if we're going to change our life as we are changing our lives, we do so from a state of empowered emotions, from a state of lifted up, lit up emotions. That's where we do it from, not disempowered emotions. That's one way that shame fucks us up. The other way is it keeps us identifying with that old version. What we think of, what we put our awareness on, is what we give energy to. And when we put our awareness on our actions, on particular actions that we have taken, or particular ways that we believe that we are, what we are doing is re-identifying with those. We are choosing to be that person over and over again. So that's the other way that it really fucks us up. And the combination of those two ways, of shame bringing us into this low vibration, this disempowered emotional state, and from keeping us in this loop of identifying with the disempowered version of ourselves, with the mistakes, with the lower vibrational choices that we've made, it keeps us stuck and it keeps us feeling like shit. Here's how we free ourselves from shame. First, we got to shine a light on it. We got to look at it. That means being willing to intentionally and actively look at it and think about the shame that you have. And it also means being willing to accept it and look at it when it pops up, because shame will pop up of its own accord. It will decide to be with you at various times. And when that happens, we can either resist it and push it away, or we can look at it and acknowledge it. A lot of this really comes down to stepping back. And instead of being in the shame, we step back as an awareness and we look at it and we see it and we see, oh, I have shame about this thing. I have shame about this. I have shame about that part of my life or this part of my life right now or whatever it is. We see it. Now, once we see it, how do we actually free ourselves from it? We align and we reconnect with a few truths about the situation. The first is that we were doing the best that we could with the understanding, the perspective, the beliefs, the habits, the trauma, and everything else that we had that time. We were doing the best that we could. People do not make choices that are not in alignment with that truth. We're always doing the best that we can. So for example, even when we may make a choice that is seemingly very toxic and very destructive. Somebody is using hard drugs and destroying their life in a lot of ways. They're doing the best that they can to face the trauma that they have. That's the best that they can do in that moment. That is that choice. No matter how poor the choice is, everybody's really in this place of doing the best that they can at every moment. Now, when you look back, because you've grown, you're going to look back and it's so easy to forget the fact, and maybe we didn't even really understand that truth, that, yeah, we actually are doing the best that we can at any particular moment, even when we make choices that we kind of know in the moment aren't the best choice, because that happens, right? That happens when we know as something's kind of unfolding that it's not the high vibration choice. We know that maybe it's a mistake, whatever, and it kind of unfolds that way anyway. Even in that circumstance, we're doing our best with the situation that we have, because that situation is very, very complex and encompasses all of the beliefs and the patterns and everything about who we are. So the first way that we free ourselves from shame, once we're willing to look at it, is we recognize that truth and we remember that truth, that we were doing in that moment the best that we could do with what we had at the time. The second way that we free ourselves is to remember another truth, which is that it is done. It is done. Unless you have somehow invented a time machine, I do not know of one. Therefore, whatever is done is done. Why punish yourself over and over again for something that has already happened? It doesn't make sense. We've got to remember and remind ourselves over and over, okay, it's done. It is all the way up to 5 minutes ago, earlier today. Maybe you have shame in this moment about something in the last 24 hours that is something that's happened in the last 24 hours. Guess what? It's done. We got to remind ourselves of that. This alone will not free us from shame, but it's an important step. So we look at it. We are willing to acknowledge it. We remind ourselves that we were doing the best that we could with the entirety of the situation that we had internally and externally at the time. We remind ourselves of the truth that whatever is done is done. We give ourselves grace. That's the next way that we really free ourselves, is we just practice forgiveness. We practice forgiveness with ourselves, with other people, ideally so many times in so many ways in our life. And that's one of the ways that we need to deal with shame, is just forgiving ourselves. And it's a gift that you give to yourself. Nobody else is going to know. And nobody else is going to judge you if you forgive yourself. It's up to you. That's the next way that we free ourselves. And the last way, and the way that really changes things in terms of truly freeing us forever from aspects of shame, is we move with persistence, with consistency, and with commitment into new patterns. We reprogram our identity. We reprogram our beliefs about who we are. For example, if you have shame about the fact that you haven't been disciplined and you've lived a life of not having discipline, as you reprogram that and you're living a life of discipline, when you're deeply living that, and that is solidly a part of who you are in the present moment, do you know how much shame you will feel about your undisciplined past? Little to none. That's the final way that we really free ourselves, is we push through the resistance and the challenge, because it is a challenge. We push through the challenge of reprogramming those parts of ourselves that we have shame about, of opening up our perspective to new ideas, of incorporating new habits and new ways of believing about ourselves and the world, and new ways of thinking about the situation, and new ways of thinking about our past. We reprogram that all into a new way of being. And when we are being in a way that has fundamentally changed the story, the shame will be gone. It will be gone. You will recognize that you did have shame in the past. You'll be able to think about that. Logically, you'll think about it. Logically, you'll be able to think about the fact that certain choices were not, you know, the perfect choice, whatever, in the situation for this ideal human, whatever that is. You'll be able to remember the facts, but you will no longer have the shame. I have lived, you guys, I have lived in some ways that are so counter to the way that I live now. So counter to that. And do you know how much shame I have about those right now? None. Because of exactly these things that I just talked to you about. Because I looked at it, because it's fucking done, and there's nothing I can do about it. Because it was the best that I was doing, at the time or the best that I could do at the time, and because it has no bearing with who I am right now. Who I am right now in those ways is so fundamentally different. Why would I feel shame about that? It's like feeling shame about what someone else has done. We're completely different people. You are not the same human one day to the next. You are not the same man one year to the next or one decade to the next. There's no reason for us to need to stay attached to feeling bad about what that other version did. Free yourself from it. You can. Go back, listen to this again whenever you need to. When shame pops up again, listen to it again. I think and I believe you'll recognize that it's truth. Whether the way that I've described it is perfect or not, it's of course not perfect because it can't be because there is no perfection. Whether it's a way that perfectly resonated with you or didn't really resonate a lot, I think you'll really recognize that what I've just explained is truth. We cannot go back. You were doing the best that you could. You do deserve the gift of grace. And if you and when you embody a new way in whatever thing you're feeling shame about, you will no longer feel the charge of that shame. Those are truths. Come back to them. And man, the freedom. On the last episode, we talked about freedom. We talked about sovereignty. You want to feel freedom and sovereignty? Free yourself from your shame. And you will recognize how much it has been, just brutally holding you down. Shame fucking sucks. And it is preventing you from being the most badass version of you that you deserve, that the world deserves, that your family deserves, that the future people that you haven't even met, that they deserve, and the you that you're meant to be. You can't be that with shame. Work through it. I'm here to support you. As always, join us in the Brotherhood, holisticalpha.com. Shoot me a text message, 801-742-1439. I'm sending you all my best. I believe in you. I have faith in you. Move through that shame. Go kick ass. We'll talk to you soon.